Tequila!
What's up, y'all? It's your man, Ben.
And I'm Alan. Join us as we tell stories and have fun. What's going on, y'all? It's Alan.
And what's up? It's your man, Ben.
Another episode of the Tequila Vibe, and we are excited about this one.
Yes, we are. Simple Syrup Ride. And now we're going to discuss
team building and building a bartender squad. Oh, man. Can't do anything without a team. Mm. How valuable do you feel like a team is to what we have going and just building one?
The most important thing for us is that because we know what it's like to actually work and help and be productive members of a team, we want those same things in the people that work with us and for us. In the 3 years that we have started the process of selling the syrup and selling our services and finding team members, we've come across some really, really good people. But we have learned some things along the way, because it's very important that you get people that align with what you're trying to do and people that want to be a part of it, ask questions, represent the brand, all of those things that any place you ever worked at before, when it's always like, oh yeah, team spirit, you got to be a part of the team. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like that, but it's better with us.
Absolutely, because we're serious and we take care of our bartenders who work with us.
We do.
And you know, that's actually another topic that we can discuss real quick. Mm-hmm. Pay. Everybody works for money. Mm-hmm. And some companies and businesses who have a hard time retaining employees and keeping them say nobody wants to work. Now, while that is true to an extent, depending on the industry, and you know, you have good hires and bad hires, some businesses just simply don't want to pay employees a decent wage. So a lot of people can Uber Eats and DoorDash their way to the same $14 to $15 or $12 some of these companies are offering and work less to make the same amount. Mm-hmm. And so me and Ben, from the beginning, made sure that we pay our bartenders a reasonable wage, and we allow bartenders to put out a tip jar and keep the tips that they earn, while a lot of companies don't even allow bartenders to put out tip jars at all.
Oh, yeah.
And so, look, it's cutting into our profits a little bit, but it's worth it because we're building the loyalty. Plus, we are still making a significant amount of money per bartending event. Mm-hmm. So it's just, in our opinion, we're not running a slave ship here. If we eat, they will eat. If we thrive, they will thrive, and we're building loyalty. So let's talk about Corey and Naya real quick. Shout out to Corey and Naya.
Shout out to Corey and Naya.
Our first two bartenders that worked with us.
Yes.
And they're still with us.
Yes.
They have been invaluable to what we're building. They've done everything we've asked them to do, and they're very talented. But the other good thing is they bring suggestions to Ben and I about ways that we can improve as a business, and we listen to them. We respect them.
We do. We do. And it's all about respect. It's all about teamwork. It's all about team building. We were very fortunate to have Corey and I come in as early as they did. It had to be maybe like when we first started seeing an uptick in our events and our sales and all the things that we had initially started, they were there and they're still there and they still want to learn and they still want to be a part of it. We have had a couple of instances where sometimes things didn't work out with the people that we tried to employ, but I think that's just across the board. Everything isn't always a good fit, regardless of how much you want it to work. Sometimes things don't work out. I will also say this, though. I will never be the kind of person that doesn't talk about my own part in when things don't work out. Because if you're going to be a good team member, you also have to be a good leader.
Absolutely.
And just because you're in charge don't make you a leader. And I said that one time on a Facebook post, and this one brother, he came up and he was like, well, technically, if you're in charge, you're the leader. And I'm thinking to myself, you don't even get it.
Yeah.
You don't even get it.
It was over his head.
It went right over his head. But you have to be willing to learn just as much as you want to be willing to instruct. It goes both ways. Like, you can't just be like, I'm in charge. What I say goes. You have to be willing to learn.
Absolutely. And I think learning and growing is very serious. And I think that at the end of the day, one thing we also need to do is always be on the lookout for new team members who are mm-hmm. talented. Ben and I watched a YouTube video recently when we were getting our 100 hours in mm-hmm. on the business plan, just in regards to properly structuring a pitch deck.
Yes.
And one thing that he discussed was that even if you don't have the funds to bring on very talented team members who are talented in things that you are not, when you're making the pitch to investors, you can always discuss the fact that once resources are available to bring them on, you will bring these team members on. So don't mm-hmm. stress yourself out about not being able to bring on people that you want. It may happen at some point, and traction could be the fact that you have already made the contacts and at least started the conversation mm-hmm. with talented people that can come to the team. Everything doesn't happen right away.
Exactly.
I mean, it could take a while for you to be able to bring a team member on who's going to take you to the next level. But let's be honest, folks, you cannot do it all by yourself. There are people who are grinding themselves to a pulp as business owners because, again, they're talented, they're passionate, but without the team, mm-hmm. eventually you will go on E. Eventually you'll hit E. There will be no gas station to refill. Your business might be done. You might just get burned out and fold the business because mm-hmm. of exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
And so you cannot build what you need to do without a team.
You definitely need a team. I was going to refer back to the pitch deck. We learned that there's specific slides that have to go inside of a pitch deck and it has to follow a certain format. These are the things that you learn when you're not so arrogant that you believe that you can't learn something from somebody else. And it goes back to what Alan was saying, really, you can't do it all on your own. There are a lot of people out here, examples from our personal lives and people that are successful, that want to do it all by themselves. For what reason? You do not get the special cookie just because you can be like, oh, I did this myself. I did that myself. I did this myself. Did you have your heart attack yourself? This is why they have other people that can do things for you if they align with the vision of what you're trying to do. I know we talk about so much like the world is an evil place and you'll never find good people. I found this dude.
Yep.
And he's a good dude. And we started a business and we want to have that same kind of structure for what we do. Think about all the companies out there where people be like, it's such a good company to work for. It's such a good company. It has to be a reason why it's like that.
There's a reason. It's the culture that was built. That's why everybody at Chick-fil-A looks like they're in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody at QT, when you go to the gas station and you check out, they're very efficient. They seem happy. They seem motivated. And there is a reason. There is a reason. So shout out to QT and Chick-fil-A. Listen, me and Ben probably need to talk to a few managers there to just understand, well, how do y'all get people this happy?
I don't know.
Because when people are at McDonald's, they definitely don't seem happy. Or if you go to the Sunoco, or if you go to the BP gas station,
Sunoco.
Just a regular gas station that
they
is
got
not
Sunoco's
QT.
Down here?
They might. I think so. But even the ones back in Akron, even when I was young, they were never smiling, ever.
It's pissed.
And I mean, they probably, is understandable that they weren't. So there's a reason. You got to keep people happy or they'll leave. So I think that's important. And you know, the basics are important as well. So Ben and I have had to really do our research. And we used to be the, we don't care how many people we have to bartend for. We can do it all on our own.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
now we have strict protocol based on standards, like one bartender for every 60 guests.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 61 guests, you need two bartenders.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason that that's the standard, so that you can professionally give good service and you're not overwhelming yourself or your staff.
Exactly.
So we do that to not overwhelm ourselves or our staff, because that is the standard. And I think we're on the road to build a team of 10 bartenders. Some of the bartenders that Ben and I both work with, freelance, we've told them about All Point Syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that if they're available, they will work with our team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have to. We cannot lose sight of building a team because we have, mm-hmm. Ben and I have a lot of stuff to do.
Right.
But we got to invest the time in building a team, because if somebody calls us tomorrow and says they're doing an event for 500 guests, we want to be able to take the work.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be able to say we don't have enough bartenders to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that we just have to be proactive about.
And it's also something that we definitely take into consideration. We know what it's like to run around. for pennies.
Absolutely. And it's just what it's like. Yeah, and it's just also it's the pennies, and there's a reason the formula and numbers were put in place, because we've all been in that place where we're in the weeds, mm-hmm. like a chicken with our head cut off. Mm-hmm. But if an event for 120 people had two bartenders instead of one, I'm sure y'all can assume that that would be a much more pleasant experience for a bartender.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But when you ignore the numbers, you are doomed to just be drained. Because mm-hmm. there's been events, Ben and I have worked, where we made plenty of money, but we're physically drained.
Oh, Lord.
You cannot ignore the toll that it has on your body. Even if you got money, even if you made a bunch of tips, the toll on your body is important. It's actually more important than the money.
I think, I don't know if you've ever experienced this. You know that feeling when you have just bust your ass working an event, and that the next day when you wake up, the way your body just feels like somebody just beat you up, like just hit you.
Like you're playing college football, NFL. You're limping.
It's so, your feet
drowsy. Yeah, so.
You wake up like you in a dream, like, oh, what happened? These things don't happen when you have a team. That's what we try and say. You can't do it all on your own. If me and Alan had to do every event on our own,
we'd be cooked.
Jesus, we wouldn't.
We would be cooked. So that is what we want to emphasize. And listen, for y'all, as business owners and the entrepreneurs listening to the podcast, you better build a team. Mm-hmm. If you want to scale, look at some of your competitors, or actually some of the people who dominate your industry. Mm-hmm. They have a team.
Mm-hmm.
The CEO is probably in the Maldives right now, or the Bahamas. He on vacation. Stuff is still getting done though.
Yeah,
like, if you're not able to leave, and your business still be able to run, if you got to go back home vacation or leave town for a family emergency, well then you better plan for that.
Yeah,
because that is a real business operates if the owner's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever kid yourself into thinking that this super grind myself into the ground solo thing will last long term, because eventually mm-hmm. it will end badly. So
you ain't getting no prize. There's no prize.
No prize at all. The last thing I wanted to touch on real quick is just researching and understanding your competitor. There's companies that have bartenders available mm-hmm. that send them to different events to work, and they, you know, get a cut for it. As long as we continue to build our team from mm-hmm. 10 to 15 to 20, mm-hmm. we'll be able to do the same thing. So along with working larger events, we'll be able to work with businesses that need bartenders for their events and just don't have 10, 20, or 30 bartenders available. Mm-hmm. So it's a potential revenue stream for us as we build a team. So we're going to focus on it. We hope that you do as well.
Yes, whatever you're doing, just make sure you do your research. Lean on the people that can help you out. Don't try to do it all on your own, because you will burn out fast. And we need you out here in these streets making dreams come true and making sure that you find financial freedom just as we will.
Absolutely. This is the Tequila Vibe. This is the team building episode, and we are out.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to the Tequila Vibe. Now, take a shot.
Follow us and leave a review wherever you listen to podcast audio.